Right now, on a Wednesday morning, as per normal, it is time for us to be joined by our good friends at the Berkshire Edge. Both David and Marcy join us, and we just take a look at some, and I do mean some, a fraction of the stories that they cover on a daily basis at the BerkshireEdge.com. So we'll say good morning once again to Marcy and David. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how are things in South County?
Well, a little damper than they have been in the past, for which we're very grateful. We had rain the last 3 days. I never thought I would be so happy to have rain.
Yeah, we had three mini thunderstorms go by my house, and the grass went from yellow to orange to now it's green again. Thank goodness.
Yes, amazing.
And the traffic is now moving.
That's right. All right. Well, the story that I really, I'm glad you led with it, is what happened in Sheffield over the weekend. The celebration honoring Elizabeth Freeman. You've got a great story on that, and a lot of takes from a lot of different people, but it really is a beautiful story.
Yes,
and that's our new managing editor, Sean Israel Isaacson, who has wrote that, and he did a terrific job. It's a very complete story. So,
well, we're talking about Elizabeth Freeman, otherwise known as Mum Bett, she's a civil rights icon because she was a slave who was freed, and so her liberation has been celebrated in August 21st and on the Sheffield Town Green with the unveiling of a statue of her. So she's been quite an icon of
yes,
of that era.
And her story is very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, she was a slave, and she was badly treated by the mistress of the house, who threw a scalding.
We're talking about 1781 now.
Yeah.
We're talking about the time.
We're not talking about yesterday.
No, and we're not talking even about, I mean, this is decades and decades ahead of the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yes, it is. It's about 80 years before the Emancipation became law.
Yep.
This is 1781, and she heard the men, she heard her master meeting with some other prominent men in their living room, and they were talking about all people being created equal. And
she said, what about me?
She said, what about me? And so she found a lawyer, Lawyer Sedgwick.
Right.
He defended her, and they went to court, and they went to the
state. They won.
And they won. And so she won her freedom in 1781.
Yeah, 80 years before the Civil War.
Right.
Yeah.
There was an Elizabeth Freeman Center in the Berkshires, which is, which is a women's crisis center. I mean, for abused women, they can come to the Elizabeth Freeman Center. And she is buried, you know, the Sedgwick family, it's a very famous Stockbridge, Massachusetts family. They have a burial area in the Stockbridge Cemetery
called the Sedgwick Pie.
Right, because they were buried in concentric circles that fan out from the center like a pie. And she's buried there. I mean, Lawyer Sedgwick who took on her case and won for her, and she's buried with the Sedgwick family in the Sedgwick Pie. So it's quite an interesting story. And now, finally, there is a beautiful statue on the Sheffield Town Green that was unveiled the other day in her memory. I mean, it's a statue of her.
Yeah.
And I guess the statue is, 8 feet tall as well? And
yes.
And there's...
Just,
there's distinguishing things on the statue that represent her struggle as well. I just it's a story that just it's a horror story in the beginning that turns into a beautiful story in the end.
Yes.
And I think it's been terrific that her memory has been so honored. And it's 200 years later, but still.
It's been honored all along. This is the first time we've had a statue.
Yep.
All right, well, I want to move on to your next story because it brings us more into common reality now. Andrea Harrington, the district attorney, you start off saying that she's been a controversial figure since being elected, and even that election was a little controversial if you go back to the election itself.
Yeah. But she, Andrea, has been a pretty active district attorney and first woman to hold that post, by the way.
Yeah,
and she's a tough cookie, actually.
So, I mean, she is, and it's a tough race. I mean, she's got a man named Tim Shugru who also running against her, who also has in the primary. He also has a strong record of serving the public, and he's a lawyer, and he's established organizations that help local citizens. So, it is a tough race. I mean, we are getting
lots of letters
in support of Andrea. We haven't heard that much from the Shugru people, which surprises me.
Well, you know, Andrea Harrington was a kind of outlier when she won.
She went against the political establishment.
And so what they've got is another one of those establishment figures to run against her in Tim Shugru. And we'll see just what kind of support she really has here. It's kind of an interesting situation because Tim Shugru represents the kind of the political machine in Pittsfield, and Andrea Harrington was always a bit of an outlier, as we said. But
she has been heavily criticized as well. So we're not necessarily endorsing her, but we are saying that there's a very lively campaign going on, and we have actually two very lively campaigns going on. We also have another one, which David didn't mention in our list of stories today, but there's a sheriff's campaign going on. I mean, most of us have never paid any attention to what the sheriff does. I mean, I think most of us don't even know.
Formerly called the High Sheriff.
The High Sheriff, right.
As opposed to the Lower Sheriff.
Actually, who
direct traffic at Tanglewood.
In Massachusetts, the High Sheriff actually supplies okay with me.
So we have a very vigorous race going on with the incumbent Sheriff Bowler being...
Tom Bowler
being... being challenged by somebody named Alf Barbalunga, who has so far sent us 26 press releases, and in anticipation of the primary. So it's like every day there's a new press release. And, he is trying the patience of the media. We can't put up all of these press releases. But I think for most of us, this is the first time that we even realize that we elected a sheriff.
Well, they run the jail.
Yes, they do.
And they direct traffic. And if you've ever gone to Tanglewood, you have encountered a corps of sheriffs, deputies, directing traffic and getting cars into their appropriate parking lots.
And they serve subpoenas.
So they that's their, and they run the jail.
Yeah.
That's their other, the big responsibility they have. the House of Correction, I should say, as it's formerly known.
Right.
It's similar to Dutchess County, where the sheriff operates the jail, but the sheriff also, in Dutchess County, has a whole raft of officers and a big department that are out on road patrols and that police the county. So
right.
that's a big difference in what's going on, what you have there and that.
That's right. I don't think the sheriffs here patrol, but they do have traffic duties in terms of, crowd control and traffic at, like, Tanglewood and so on, and the jail.
Well, and they are a vestige of the county government, and we no longer have a county government
right.
in Berkshire County. So they're kind of, outliers.
Yeah, we have that type of a sheriff here in Litchfield County. They transport prisoners to and from jail,
yeah. and do
things like that. And the sheriff is elected here. In Litchfield County as well, and it is a holdover of a government gone, retired many, many years ago.
Yeah, the county government, right. But, the sheriffs do have some political clout, and so it is at least they've been, fixtures of the Democratic machine here in Berkshire County, which is... has been ruling the roost here for many years. So, but in any case, this is a little bit of a contest. So, we'll see how that turns out.
All right. Now, we in Connecticut, we're only here in Region 1. We're only about a week away from the start of school. Berkshire, I guess in South County, you're not that far away.
Well, no, we're starting Monday, August 29th.
Yeah,
so it's just Monday.
Yeah,
right.
You've got a story here on Peter Dillon, the superintendent, assuring community and parents and teachers that the school year will be productive.
Yes, and it'll be in person.
Yes.
And they also Peter Dillon, the superintendent, said that they are really focused also on children's emotional needs, and they have started an advisory program where teachers will connect to students to help with their social and emotional needs, because it's been a very difficult time for students in the last couple of years.
Yeah. Right.
The other thing is they have a $250,000 grant from the Barr Foundation to think about the sort of the physical redesign of school buildings and how they structure what young people are doing in high school. I mean, they used to divide ninth graders into three groups: honors, college prep, and standard. And this year, beginning with the ninth grade, the beginning of high school, they have their students in one group, but they claim that there's still a range of opportunities for them. Now, this has been very controversial, because it's very good for integrating kids who are, not the best students into, they're not being sort of segregated out into a slower group. But there have been complaints from, the parents of more adept students that they're being held back. So this is, this is a new program, and we'll see how the community accepts it. They're also offering more vocational programs in automotive and horticulture, and woodworking, manufacturing, and computer businesses. And they also the school is introducing internships for restaurant and hospitality programs. So it's, you know, they are, I mean, there's a lot going on in the school.
Yeah, sort of an overhaul.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in high school, we had general college prep and humanities curriculums.
Yeah.
But what they found out and what they did is that even people in the general category, if they excelled in certain categories, mm-hmm. they can then move up and take a college prep course, or they could take a humanities course. And it was the same thing with college prep. If you had something that you needed a little more work on, you could drop down and take the general course. And I always thought that that was a really efficient way to keep the school interactive, the students interactive, and to keep students on the right path to learning. I always just thought that was a really smart idea.
Right. Shall we move on?
Yes, we can. We'll move on.
We're going to run out of time.
Let's go to New Marlboro.
Yeah. Well, there's a wonderful actor named John Douglas Thompson. He's an African American actor who's been very prominent at Shakespeare and Company, but he has been prominent on Broadway and all around the country. He's a terrific actor, and the New Marlboro Meeting House is having an audience with him this Saturday afternoon, the
27th. August 27th, right?
That Saturday, yes.
Yep.
So, you know, we have an interesting article about that and about, you know, how he came to the Berkshires, why he loves the Berkshires. And also, I mean, the New Marlboro Meeting House, which is, you know, a charming old building. I mean, the center of New Marlboro, it is the center of New Marlboro. There's hardly anything else. There's that and a restaurant.
And that was a general store.
And a general store in New Marlboro, but...
Don't forget the general store. That's where everything happens.
Right. But anyway, this meeting house is, if anybody hasn't seen it or been in it, I mean, they are running...
Oh, it's gorgeous.
They're running a series of very interesting Saturday programs over the next 6 weeks or so. And, you know, I urge people to go, you know, I mean, they are really interesting programs with interesting people, but the place itself is worth a visit.
Yeah.
So, and we have one more story, but I also wanted to point out before we, while we still have time, that you know, the new issue of our print magazine, Out and About with the Berkshire Edge, is available for free all over the Berkshires and also being distributed into Litchfield County. And if you can't find the print magazine, we are little by little publishing a digital version of each one of the stories. And so last weekend we put out for people who are shopping vintage and antiques, we had a terrific story about what the trends are in vintage and antiques, and also a resource guide of all of the major shops in the Berkshires and in Litchfield County and Columbia County where you can buy vintage and antiques. So it's a terrific resource, as is our magazine. I mean, the magazine is completely focused on places to go and things to do. It has summaries of towns, including Salisbury in Connecticut and Hillsdale in New York, of, you know, each one of these towns, what's new, what there is to do, and what's happening during the season. I mean, this issue focuses on August, September, and October, and then we'll have another one in November, December, January, and February. But this one is a very lively issue, and so I recommend your listeners either pick it up or go to the magazine section of The Edge and see the wonderful articles that we have there.
And where is it available for pickup?
You know, I don't have the list right now.
But it's available at shops and stores.
It's available. It's generally available.
Yeah.
It's distributed by the same people who distribute brochures.
Okay.
And it is available. Otherwise, it is online. And if you go to our magazine section or you see an ad, you can link. We have a digital flipbook version of the entire magazine also available online. So if you don't find the hard copy, you can read it, and you can see individual articles in our magazine section with live links to the places we talk about, which you can, that's the great advantage of having the articles online, is that all the links are now live, which you can't do in print. Right. Although we do now have QR codes throughout the magazine. That's the latest, which will take you to information. But so the magazine is a tremendous resource. It's tied in with our calendar. So I just want to remind people that we have both the magazine and a fantastic online calendar where you can find out all the things that are going on. And much to our surprise, Labor Day no longer signals the end of the season around here. Our theater reviewer sent us a list yesterday of the plays that he's going to be reviewing in September and October and even into the beginning of November. And it is very surprising how much stuff is continuing to go on past the traditional end of summer. So we're becoming much more a year-round cultural community, which is very exciting.
All right. I want to get to the final story because...
Yeah, the final story.
Downsizing it away about the Tiny House Association made a presentation to the select board.
Yeah.
This is the American Tiny House Association. This is a very unusual... unusual organization, but in any case, they are what they say. They are a national association proposing a tiny house, tiny houses, rather as a way to solve the affordable housing crisis.
And a tiny house is defined as being movable,
right,
being under 400 square feet, but cannot be built any less than 150 square feet because they have to comply with local building costs.
Right.
And it says, they say that a tiny house can be built for about $20,000 to $150,000, depending on the size of the building and the amenities in the house. So Great Barrington passed a bylaw in 2020 that allows movable tiny houses as accessory dwelling units. So we have a terrible housing shortage, and the tiny house people are proposing that people consider building tiny houses. And we have, by the way, in our real estate section, we have a terrific article by a designer named Rich Holben. He did a whole article about tiny houses that have been built in the Berkshires, with pictures of them, and why they're called accessory dwelling units, ADUs.
Right.
Tiny houses.
Tiny houses.
Tiny houses.
Right.
And
you don't have to be tiny to have a tiny house.
No, not at all.
We're not talking about elves.
Tiny people. Yeah.
All right. Well, these stories and many, 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 many more you'll find on a daily basis, 24 hours a day at theberkshireedge.com. And David and Marcy will speak to you again next week.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Good
luck.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. The Berkshire Edge, once again, is available at theberkshireedge.com.